Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Ex-boyfriend arrested after forcing his way into former girlfriend's house and assaulting her and a friend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette Police Department received a call from a 47-year-old woman to report her ex-boyfriend, 45, had broken into her house while she was home with a 55-year-old male friend. Officers responded to Blue Avenue around 6 p.m. on Sunday evening when she told them her ex-boyfriend had attacked her and her friend, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. She told officers the 45-year-old Gillette man had asked if he could come by her house. She said she had company and not to come over. Shortly after the call, the ex-boyfriend arrived at her residence and started banging on the front door when she would not let him in. Wasson said the 47-year-old woman and her friend locked themselves into a bedroom just before the man broke through the front door. He then proceeded to kick and hit the locked bedroom door and eventually forced his way into the room. After gaining entry, he realized the 55-year-old man had locked himself into the bathroom and began to break that door in as well. He was able to break in and began to hit the man at least four times in the face. During the attack, he also pulled a medical monitor from the 55-year-old's chest. The 47-year-old woman attempted to break up the fight, but was struck in the head by her ex-boyfriend. After the altercation, the 45-year-old man fled the home and went to his residence. Wasson said officers located him at his house and began to question him about the incident. He claimed he had been given permission to enter his ex-girlfriend's house, but when he arrived and saw the 55-year-old man's truck in the driveway, he became angry. The 45-year-old said when he discovered the man had locked himself in the bathroom, it angered him further. The investigation resulted in the 45-year-old being arrested and charged with two counts of unlawful entry into an occupied structure, battery, and domestic violence battery. A 61-year-old woman reported her 62-year-old boyfriend fired a weapon inside her house and was issuing threats about harming people. Gillette police officers responded to East Lincoln Street at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning to talk to the 62-year-old man, but he refused to exit the home. Gillette police officers and sheriff's deputies set up a perimeter around the home due to the potential firearm in the house. They called him to negotiate with him to leave the home. After about 20 minutes, he surrendered to the Gillette Police Department. Officers said he was displaying signs of alcohol and drug abuse. During questioning, the 61-year-old woman told officers he had told her he had a pistol, but had turned around so she couldn't see what he was holding. She heard a loud bang and thought that he had fired a gun. It was determined he did not have a gun and that he had shot off a firework inside the home. He was displaying signs of paranoia and admitted to using meth. He was arrested for use of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and cited for discharging fireworks in the city. He was transported to the detention center without incident. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.